Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to take a musical trip to Indiana, celebrate the birthday of Jack Shulkret, and listen to this past week in recording history. I just got back late last night from a business trip to Indiana. It's the first time I've ever been to Indiana, but unfortunately I never got to see anything of Indiana because I never got to leave the hotel where the meeting was being held. But we're going to spend considerable musical time in Indiana with not one but two segments of rapidly rotating records about Indiana, beginning with the KXYZ Novelty Band. Thank you.
Louisiana off my mind. That's the place I long to see. Back in Indiana I will find all the folks so dear to me. How I'd love to see that lazy river, stop and give her my love. In my dreams I see a lady knitting for the one she's thinking of. Can't get Indiana off my mind anywhere I chance. The moonlight on the Wabash that I left behind calls me back and give her my love. In my dreams I see a lady knitting for the one she's thinking of. Can't get Indiana off my mind anywhere I chance. The moonlight on the Wabash that I left behind calls me back home. The moonlight on the Wabash that I left behind calls me home. Thank you.
We begin this first of two musical trips to Indiana with the KXYZ Novelty Band in Indiana. Indiana is variously known as Back Home Again in Indiana and My Indiana Home, and was composed in 1917 by James F. Hanley, with lyrics by Ballard MacDonald. That record was recorded in San Antonio, Texas on January 29, 1935. The KXYZ Novelty Band wasn't a novelty band at all, but a pretty hot jazz band, as you heard there, in one of just the eight sides they recorded all on the same day. The group consisted of Kit Reed on trumpet, Jack Sharp on piano, Raby Cummins on guitar, Jimmy Johnson on bass, with Bill Smith playing the drums. KXYZ is an AM station in Houston, Texas, and is still on the air, although as a multicultural broadcasting station with vastly different programming from 1935. Indiana was followed by Indiana Mud, an original composition by Henry Ford and the original Indiana Five. That recording was from a Cameo 78 made around May 23, 1927, crediting the Dixie Daisies, apparently a Sam Lennon band. Next, it was the Songbird of the South, Kate Smith, with Jack Miller and his orchestra on June 27, 1940, and Can't Get Indiana Off My Mind, composed by Hoagy Carmichael, with the lyrics by Robert De Leon. We finished up with pianist Billy James and his dance orchestra, and I Want to Go Back to Indiana, which is something I'd really like to do. That Oriole 78 was waxed in New York on May 29, 1928. I Want to Go Back to Indiana was written by Halsey K. Moore, M-O-H-R, who also brought us Give Your Smiles to All the Boys, But Keep Your Heart for Me, They're Wearing Them Higher in Hawaii, Driving Home the Sheep with Mary.
What?
I don't know, I'm just reading the list. And Emancipation Handicap. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. We hear from his older brother quite often on this show, but last week, October 13th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of Jack Shilkret. He was educated at City College of New York and played clarinet and piano. He led a dance band from 1924 into the 1930s, recording and playing on radio and in motion pictures. As a composer, he penned Copenhagen Love Song, April Showers Bring May Flowers, and the answer song She's the Daughter of Kekekekatie. He died on June 16, 1964. Here are several from Jack Shilkret.
There goes love in action, yes siree, there goes the one for me. Just look at that smile, sir, just look at that style, sir. Gosh, oh gee, what personality. Watch her pass in review, is that class I'm asking you. She's the top from head to toe, and how she shows it. There goes my attraction, there goes satisfaction, yes siree, there goes the one for me. Mm-hmm.
boy, have you heard the news? I said goodbye to the blues. Someone made my happiness complete. I'm referring to my sweetie sweet. Who am I wild about? I'll tell you who. My little bundle of love. And who can I do without? Say, I'll tell you who. My bundle of love. Oh, how I rave. I never keep shut. I can't behave. I'm off of my nut. And who's to blame? I'll explain. Nobody but my bundle of love. Oh boy, you will see me smile as we're marching down the aisle. Will you love her, honor and obey? When he says that, I will say okay.
Thank you.
We begin our tribute to Jack Schuchert with Jack Schuchert and his orchestra recording for the American Record Corporation on July 31, 1936, and There Goes My Attraction. There Goes My Attraction was written by Al J. Nyberg, Jerry Levinson, and Boyd Bunch, and the vocalist was Larry Stewart. Next, you heard Jack on piano accompanying Gene Austin on My Bundle of Love from December 2, 1925. My Bundle of Love was written by Abner Silver and George Price, and the violinist on that recording was Lou Raderman. We finished up with a couple of Jack's early recordings for Victor with that quintessential roaring 20s sound. Billy Murray provided the vocal refrain on that version of If You Knew Susie from May 15, 1925. If You Knew Susie was written by Buddy DeSilva and Joseph Meyer. Bringing up the rear of that set was the instrumental No One, featuring Joe Green on xylophone from April 9, 1925.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Earlier I played I Want to Go Back to Indiana, which is exactly what I'm going to do in this next set, beginning with Chick Bullock.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, and I long for my Indiana home. Sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home. Thank you.
hang out the stars in Indiana. Up in a sky of midnight blue, hang out the stars in Indiana to light my way back home to you. Have every robin sing a love song, a melody just meant for two. For in my heart there'll be a love song, a song I long to sing to you. How could I find the things I sought for? No wonder they were all denied. The very happiness I fought for was right there by your side. So wait for me in Indiana, and when the long, long day is through, hang out the stars in Indiana to light my way back home to you.
Indiana style, so it won't be hard to see. She wears ribbons on her hair, but there's quite a bit of mama showing here and there. She's a corn-fed Indiana girl, but she's mama to me.
George Olson and his music with the vocal duo of Fran Fry and Bob Rice on She's a Corn-Fed Indiana Girl from January 15, 1926. She's a Corn-Fed Indiana Girl was written by Fran Fry, George Olson, and Eddie Kilfeather, who was pianist and arranger for the band. We haven't heard from Al Boley in a while, but there he was with Ray Noble and his orchestra singing the Billy Moll lyrics to Hang Out the Stars in Indiana, recorded August 25, 1931. Harry M. Woods wrote the music. Al Boley was preceded by Arthur Montana Taylor in his own composition, Indiana Avenue Stomp, from a 1929 Vocalion 78. Montana Taylor was indeed from Butte, Montana, where his father ran a gambling club. Around age 8, he moved to Indianapolis, where he learned to play piano. In the first Indiana set, I played an instrumental version of Indiana, but I had a vocal version in a different enough style to warrant opening this segment. That was Chick Bullock on December 6, 1940.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
We haven't done This Week in Recording History in quite some time, so it's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Herb Wiedoft.
Thank you. for instance, you are saying I love you. Get newborn kisses, what a thrill they bring. Let me tell you, this is the darndest thing. I've started craving the touch of you. I'll never have too much of you. It's a mystery that you love to cling to a fool like me. Oh, it's the darndest thing.
Thank you.
of the hut all is 30 below. Turn on the heat, 50 degrees. Get hot for Papa, or Papa will freeze. Oh, oh, start melting the snow. If you are good, my little radiator, it's understood, you'll get a gumdrop later. Turn on the heat, pour on the oil, start into bubble and turn to a boil. You put the burn on for Papa and turn on the heat.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Herb Wiedoff's Cinderella Roof Orchestra and Deep Elm. The vocalist on that October 14, 1925 recording on the Brunswick label is unidentified. Cinderella Roof in the band's name refers to the Cinderella Roof Ballroom at the Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel, where the band got its big break by landing a contract there in late 1922 or early 23. Next, it was Les Reese with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra on October 15, 1931, and It's the Darndest Thing, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. That was followed by Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra and Irving Berlin's Together We Two, recorded October 11, 1927. The vocal duo was Irving Kaufman, identified on the label as Frank Harris, and Della Baker. We finished up with Willard Young and his orchestra, a pseudonym for Sam Lennon, and Turn on the Heat, written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson, and recorded exactly 82 years ago this very day, October 16th, in 1929. This doesn't often happen, but I've got time for another record. So we're going to hear from Joe Sanders, who was born in Thayer, Kansas, yesterday, October 15th in 1896. Joe was one half, along with Carlton Coon, of the Coon Sanders Orchestra, and here they are. Thank you. The Coon Sanders Orchestra, recording in Chicago on July 26, 1929, and the Flippity Flop. The Flippity Flop was written for the 1929 film The Dance of Life, which starred Hal Skelly. It was written by Sam Coslow, Leah Robin, and Richard A. Whiting, and the vocal refrain there was by Joe Sanders, born October 15, 1896. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.